Peace of the Lord be with you. Friends, have a seat for just a second. One of the things that's a practice for us as Christians is sometimes to remember that there's a reality that frames reality. That in this time of year, when it's easy to keep our eyes down on our tasks in the dog days of winter, it's important that we look up and remember that we are participating in something bigger than we could possibly imagine. This evening, just listen to these words from John in his book of Revelation, beginning in chapter 4, and see yourself caught up into this reality that frames all reality. John writes, "After this I looked, and there in heaven a door stood open. And the first voice which I heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, 'Come up here, and I'll show you what must take place after this.' And at once I was in the Spirit, and there in heaven stood a throne with one who is seated on the throne. And the one who is seated there looks like jasper and carnelian. And around the throne is a rainbow that looks like an emerald. And around the throne are 24 thrones, and seated on the thrones are 24 elders dressed in white with golden crowns on their heads. And coming from the throne are flashes of lightning and rumbling and peals of thunder. And in front of the throne burn seven flaming torches, which are the seven spirits of God. And in front of the throne there is something like a sea of glass, like crystal. And around the throne, and on each side of the throne are four living creatures full of eyes in front and behind. The first living creature is like a lion. The second living creature is like an ox. The third living creature has got the face of a human face. And the fourth living creature is like a flying eagle. And the four living creatures, each of them with eyes all around and inside, with six wings, day and night, night and day without ceasing, sing, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.' And whenever the four living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to the one who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall before the throne and worship the one who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, singing, 'You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created.'" Friends, this is the word of the Lord. The reality that frames reality is a place where there is a throne with one who is seated on the throne. And what we are doing tonight is sharing with those four living creatures, participating with those 24 elders who cast their crown before their throne and worship the one who lives forever and ever. Tonight, what we want to do is just cast our crowns, whatever your crowns are, cast them before the throne. And as we do that, we are joining with all of heaven, everything in heaven and on earth and under the earth, to worship the one whose head and hair is white as white wool, who looks like jasper and carnelian. And as we come around that throne, we find our true identity and our true community. So I want to invite you to stand again, and as we enter into singing, let's do so with the knowledge that we are worshiping with those 24 elders, that we are worshiping with those four living creatures, that we are each coming before the throne and worship the one who lives forever and ever. Cast your crowns before the throne as we sing together.